From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
It is Friday. That means at the end of the show today, we'll have your Friday financial update with Brian Cochran of John Moore Associates. And they are the sponsor for a couple of things here on KLYT. The vignette that you hear from Faith and Finance, you can go to their website, faithfi.org. And then, of course, what was MoneyWise, now the new name, Faith and Finance. So want to thank John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, for their support of Christian Radio in New Mexico. Now, being Friday, we're headed towards the weekend. That means this Sunday morning, our gospel brunch kicks off at 8 a.m. with your host, Kelly. The gospel brunch goes from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. On KLYT, and it has some great features along with worship music throughout the morning and early afternoon. But it starts at 8 a.m. with a teaching spotlight. This weekend at 8 a.m., you'll hear from Craig Groeschel, from the series We Are the Church, and a message he's titled Three Mindsets for a Better Year. Several of the messages we aired in January, of course, themed looking at the new year, and this will be the final one of those. And then at 11:30, the live service from Calvary Church, pretty special. Skip Heitzig is wrapping up his series Always Only Jesus, and a message he's titled What Every Church Should Do. That's at 11:30. And the gospel brunch dessert, the end of the meal, from 1 to 2 p.m. every Sunday, we air live worship music. And this weekend, we'll be airing some selections from Cody Carnes' project, God is Good, a live worship project. So we hope you enjoy that. All right, so another event coming up real soon on February 11th. This is happening at 8 a.m., the morning before the Super Bowl. And listen, gentlemen, it's something you need to register for. It's a men's event at Calvary Southwest. And you go to calvarysouthwest.com to register for this event. It's important that you register if you plan to be a part of it. But they're having a Super Bowl party the day before the Super Bowl. And it just makes sense that if we're going to be talking about Calvary Southwest and one of the events they're holding, that we catch up with the guy that knows everything about Calvary Southwest, Ray Montoya. Pastor Ray is in studio with us. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Steve, thank you for having me this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I have to thank you and all of our guests, today and throughout most of this week and part of early next week. Our engineer, Jared, who we appreciate so much, he usually pushes the buttons and makes us sound good. he's traveling. He's actually at Holy Spirit Conference on the West Coast in Portland. Talk about places, Ray, that need Jesus. Well, every place does, but
no doubt.
So many things going on in Portland. It's, I'm glad to see Jared participating in these things that further the gospel. But Ray, I digress. The Super Bowl. Before we get to the details about the party that you guys have planned, the breakfast you have planned, let's talk sports a little bit, brother.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I love sports.
Do you have a horse in the race?
I do not.
No, did you?
Unfortunately, I did it. Not this year. I haven't probably in 7 years, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, so who is it?
DB, Denver Broncos.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Well, you know what? I will tell you this because one of my grown kids is a Broncos fan, and I'm hoping you guys get a coach.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I really think that was the issue.
Yeah, I think so. We need a coach who has strong mindset and someone who can come in and coach those players.
You don't take a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer and put him in a position like that and him not, perform.
Exactly.
There's something else going on there.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
And when a quarterback is sacked 55 times in 1 year.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes. And yeah. Russell was sacked 55 times from what I read. So
now we didn't have any part in that this year. But the team that I've been pulling for the last 50 plus years. I'm no bandwagoner. All right. they actually set a record this year having four guys on the team with double digit sacks for the year.
That's pretty amazing.
And I'm not sure, but I want to say the team had like 90 sacks.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Second best defense in the NFL. And this weekend, they're playing the best defense in the NFL.
That must be the Eagles against the 49ers.
That's right. I've been an Eagles fan a long time. And I'll tell you this. Obviously, I'm pulling for the Eagles. But I will have no problem rooting for San Francisco in the Super Bowl. Their quarterback seems to love Jesus.
Yeah, he sure does.
And what a Cinderella story. And I graduated in Northern California, so it makes it easy. Yeah.
Purdy is pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
And pretty relevant.
Right.
He's no more Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
As they have said, he's pretty relevant, pretty good.
Yeah, and if you're not into sports, the irrelevant thing is he was the 262nd pick, the final pick in the NFL draft. But he is anything but irrelevant. So
yeah, he's an amazing young man. As you said, Steve, he loves the Lord. He had a heart for Jesus, and he's going to do great things. God's going to use him big time.
So who was the brainchild behind this Super Bowl breakfast thing?
God gave me the idea. He put it on my heart to just call for the mindset of a spiritual athlete.
Okay.
That's the theme, the mindset of a spiritual athlete. And I want to talk about what it takes to have the mindset of a spiritual athlete and three things that I'm going to focus in on: mind, body, and heart. And when you think about an athlete, they have to be mentally tough, mentally strong. Their minds have to be in the game, and they have to be ready in season and out of season in order for them to be successful. So their mind has to be strong. They have to have that mental toughness. And so when I think about it from a spiritual point of view, the mindset of a spiritual athlete, I think that as men, we have to have the mindset of Christ. We have to put on the mind of Christ, and we have to focus on putting on the right mind, the mind of Christ, so that we can overcome the obstacles, the struggles, the battles. Just like an athlete, he has to overcome a lot of different struggles, obstacle, pain, injuries, haters, naysayers, and all the rest, yeah. Especially when they're not performing and they're not doing what the fans are expecting them to do. They have to have a strong mind in order to overcome.
Yeah, I will tell you this. Now, I was if at the time I was a Christian, when I think back to when I was more of an athlete, believe it or not, in spite of my physique now, I was a good baseball player and a great swimmer. You know what, Ray, I'm going to tell you, I got most emotional in a bat, like rage when I didn't perform. It wasn't so much for the team loss. It was like, we could have won. And if I didn't perform, man, I wasn't pleased.
Yeah.
I do want to reiterate, the Super Bowl breakfast is happening on February 11th. Is that right?
February 11th. Breakfast kicks off at 8 a.m. And we'll fellowship. We'll have breakfast from 8 to 9. And then at 9, we're going to have a time of worship. And we do have a special guest coming out. And he's going to talk to us from the mind of an athlete.
Yeah.
And his name's Abraham Perez. He's a boxer here in Albuquerque. He's ranked 98th in the world. And
that's huge.
He's 6-0 and just an amazing young man, 22 years old.
Wow.
Loves the Lord. And so I believe he's an up-and-coming boxer right from here in Albuquerque, from the Duke City. And so he's going to come out and he's going to share with us men how to have a disciplined mind, what it takes to become disciplined as an athlete. So he's going to share from that point of view. And then I'll share the spiritual point of view, mind, body, and heart from the scriptures.
Oh, it's going to be great. So men are invited to this event, and it is important. Listen, food's going to be served, guys, And, you know, we don't want any guys being unhappy because there wasn't enough. And in order to have enough, you need to plan for it. And planning means registering.
Exactly.
What you need to do is go to the website at CalvarySouthwest.com, and you'll find the information there about the Super Bowl breakfast on February 11th at 8 a.m. You know, while you're there, you should kind of surf around a little bit. Some great information on the website, Ray. Of course, you post teaching there.
Yeah, we have our teachings on YouTube. We have our teachings on Facebook. So They could access teachings from the website. Just scroll on down and they can access the teachings, or they can go to YouTube and put in CalvarySouthwest.com or Calvary Chapel Southwest. Same with Facebook, and they can pull up all the messages and listen to what we've been going through on Sundays and also on Wednesday nights.
Hey, can I give you a little hard time?
Sure, definitely. I'd love it.
Okay.
Please do.
Listen, Ray is family. A couple decades. I mean, you guys were working. Now, I only did 1 year in children's ministry at Calvary Church, which, of course, Ray and Sonia, you were attending Calvary back in the day.
Exactly.
And did you serve in the children's ministry as well?
I served in children's ministry for 6 years.
Yeah, you're a better man than I am.
Fourth grade, I served faithfully for 6 years. I did the 11:15 a.m. service. And I remember back in those days, we would have sometimes 35 kids in one classroom. I don't know if I was supposed to mention that, but
yeah, you know,
it was amazing.
Now, I wanted people to know, you know, I'm giving you a little bit of a hard time because, like I said, we go back, I'm not really a hard time either. It's totally in love what I'm going at here, Ray. Okay,
I get you. You're an athlete, so I understand where you're coming from.
I love being able to tune in and hear Keeping It Real. Twice on the weekend at 6 p.m. Saturday nights and 6 p.m. Sunday nights. But even today, I listen and I go, Briqueño.
Keeping it real.
Not only that, even today when you said fellowship. I love it, Ray.
You picked up on that.
It's totally in love. Well, you know, I was raised, in the Air Force all over. So, you know, I kind of have that. Try to guess where I'm from, right? I can put on, it's like a chameleon, and no matter where I live, I can do it. I can do it if I have to, but no. You know what? And that's actually part of what hopefully draws people to Keeping It Real, although it's much less important, the Briqueño aspect, as it is the solid Bible teaching. We're going to talk a little more about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. And Ray, the Super Bowl breakfast on February 11th at 8 a.m. At Calvary Southwest, which you need to register for, gentlemen, CalvarySouthwest.com. It's not the only event you guys have coming up, and we want to make sure to cover all of it. Can we do that?
Yes, let's do it, Steve.
All right, we'll come back after the break and talk more with Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest. That's right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, I got a couple of things to fix here before we move on and talk about our next topic with Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest. First of all, although you do have the Briqueño affect in your speaking, which I love. I'm saying it in love, brother. You are from Colorado.
Yeah, born and raised in Colorado. That's why I'm a Denver Bronco fan.
Okay.
I didn't know any different.
Yeah.
My dad would take me to one game a year, and that was against the Raiders.
Okay.
And so we'd go and watch the Broncos play against the Raiders, and I was raised a Bronco fan, raised in Colorado, and that's where I'm from. That's where my family's from. And then God moved me out here in 1993. It was a whirlwind.
Yeah.
It was like God just threw me out here in a whirlwind. I didn't know Christ. And when I came out here, I was lost and desperate and broken and in need of Jesus. And God brought me out here for that. And I gave my life to Christ in November of 94. And it's crazy because I went back home to visit my family for Thanksgiving. I went to church with my grandpa, and that night the guy who was talking gave an altar call, so I went forward. I was the only one Wow. Gave my life to Christ that night. Came back. I had a roommate, and he started tripping out on me. He's like, "You're strange now. You're going to have to find a new roommate. You're weird." And so, and then.
We had a word for it back then.
Yeah.
Jesus freak, right?
Exactly. Jesus yeah. freak. Yes. Yeah. And then I started coming to Calvary in June of 1995.
Okay. All right. And then, wow, Ray, it's been like a couple decades now, right? That you left Calvary to go plant a church in the South Valley in Albuquerque.
Yeah. We planted in 2002, May 15th, 2002 is when we launched out to plant Calvary Chapel Southwest.
Ray, that's a couple decades.
Yeah, believe it or not. It's like, where does time go? It's crazy.
Life is a vapor.
It is.
Well, now, the location you're at now, across from West Mesa High School, how close is that to the original setup you had?
It's about 3.5-4 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not far. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, as they say.
And you've had so many people... I mean, you know, here you left the ministry at Calvary Church to go plant a ministry there, and you've had people leave there to go start ministries elsewhere. It just keeps happening, yeah. Which is great to see.
It's great to see. That's what God does, and God does that kind of work, and I'm thankful that God has done that, because that's what we want to see happen. We want to see God reach more people for Christ, because we're living in crazy days. We're living in the last days. And,
yeah.
And we have to have a sense of urgency to reach the lost, because I believe these are the last days. We don't know when Christ is coming back. He could come back at any moment. He'd come back in 50 years. We don't know, but we should have a sense of urgency to reach the lost and to build up the kingdom of God and to love the people that God brings into our lives.
Yeah, Ray, I kind of want to touch, since you brought it up, I'll touch on this a little bit. I want to get back to talking about keeping it real in the marriage ministry you guys have going. But since you touched on it, because there's so many Christians listening to Christian radio, you'd think, you know, we are living in a time where, and I'm telling you, maybe, I don't know if it's my age or where I am with my relationship with Christ, but how many times do you find yourself where, you know, I said it as a young Christian, but now it's more earnest, I think. Come, Jesus, come.
Yeah.
Now, balance that, though. I feel like it's the Holy Spirit convicting me. Balance that with, yeah, you should, you know, we do yearn for the day Jesus returns. However, in the meantime, there's work to be done.
Exactly. Exactly. In Revelation chapter 1, it says, "For the time is near." In verse 3, it says, "For the time is near." So we know the time is near, but we're also praying and hoping that God gives us more time,
right,
so that we can reach more people for Christ. We know it's ultimately up to the Lord. He's in control of all things, but we want the Lord to come back. But then, like you said, Steve, we don't, because I have family members that are lost. I have friends that are lost, neighbors, people that I run across all the time that need Jesus. And I sure would hate to see them go through the 7-year tribulation that will come to a world near us.
Hey, you know, Ray, I kind of set up notes before we started talking and what we'd talk about, and I kind of teased a couple of things. Since you went to Revelation, let's jump into that, okay? And I want to tell you, as a young Christian, for me, Revelation is, I think, what many people see it as, you know, kind of like a horror movie, and, you know, all the dark things happening, which is true. I mean, there's, you know, there's going to be a lot of things happening.
Sure.
But when Skip Heitzig taught Revelation, I don't know when the first time I sat through it with him was, maybe 15 years ago or 20, you know, it was a while ago. And of course, the information from that series went into his book, You Can Understand the Book of Revelation. Sure. It was the first time I saw the grace of God in the book of Revelation. You know, what you mentioned, you know, yeah, we want Jesus to come, but there's all those, and he's patient. He's you know, what I see in Revelation is, it's like, shake them to wake them.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it. I'm really done.
Yeah.
Here it comes. And because he loves us. I mean, we know that from John 3:16 and other parts of the whole Bible. Revelation, I think it spoke to me in that when I went through that series with Skip years ago, and it sounds like that's a lot of what people are going to get when they hear you go through Revelation, which there's your cue.
Yeah. I mean, the book of Revelation, what's it about? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is revealed in a whole different light. But like you said, Steve, what you see in the book of Revelation is you see the long suffering of Jesus and how he's waiting and how he's patient because it's his heart that no one perish, but all would come to repentance. So you see his long suffering and that grace, that special favor that God just pours out, even on those who are in the tribulation. It says that tribes, nations, tongues, multitudes will come to faith in the tribulation. Of course, they're going to go through tribulation and they're going to go through difficult times. But the book of Revelation, you see the heart of Jesus, the lion from the tribe of Judah, and you see how Jesus is constantly reaching from heaven to reach the lost and to bring them in so that they're not separated from Jesus for all of eternity.
Now, Ray, how can people hear you go through the book of Revelation?
They can come out in person on Wednesday night. Our service is at 6:30. They can come out and pick up right where we're at in the book of Revelation. And they can also go to YouTube, Calvary Chapel Southwest, and they can find chapter 1 on. We're in chapter 8. We'll start chapter 8 this coming Wednesday. So that's a good way to plug in. They can come in personally. We do have children's ministry on Wednesday night. We have worship, and we have about a 50-minute teaching, maybe 55 sometimes.
Okay.
As they say, that I do get a little long-winded, but we get out at 8, and I mean, Revelation is, it'll rev you up spiritually. It packs a spiritual punch. And what it's taught me is it's given me a greater sense of urgency. And as somebody once said, I don't know who coined it, but they said, prophecy wasn't given to scare us, but to prepare us.
Mm.
And that's what my hope is that the body of Christ would be prepared so they know what's coming, so they can go and tell others, and so their family, friends, neighbors can come to faith in Christ so they don't have to go through the tribulation period. The church will be gone. We'll be in heaven. The harpazo, the snatching up, the rapture could take place at any moment. We won't be here, but we are here now. We want to have a sense of urgency, and we should be provoked to get out and share the good news of Jesus.
So you can hear Pastor Ray Montoya teaching through the book of Revelation currently in the midweek study Wednesday nights. For details on service times and location of Calvary Southwest, go to calvarysouthwest.com. It's also the place you'll see the information about the Super Bowl breakfast happening on February 11th at 8 a.m. Gentlemen. Ray will be speaking. He's got a local boxer, ranked 98th in the world, that's going to be sharing as well. So you want to go, but guys, if you're going to go to that, you have to register, because with food comes preparation. Preparation, I mean, how much? They need to know who's coming. Go register for that at calvarysouthwest.com. Real quick, Ray, before we do go to our next break, let's touch on keeping it real. We mentioned, you know, going through, we went through 1 Peter actually already, and now we're going through 2 Peter, and that airs every Saturday night at 6 o'clock and Sunday night at 6 o'clock. So it's real easy to find on the weekends. What do you hope to see come from the radio ministry?
I hope to see the body of Christ built up and built up in their most holy faith. My hope is that they would grow and that they would have a greater hunger through the radio ministry as I teach through the different books in the Bible, that those who are listening would just have a greater hunger to get into the scriptures, search the scriptures for themselves, dig to discover the nuggets for themselves so that thereby grow in the grace and knowledge, as Peter talks about. So that's my hope for the radio audience, and then that they would share it. They would share it with their family and their friends. It's online, so it's worldwide. And that's my hope, that they would share the teachings so that people could be equipped and just go out and share the gospel of Jesus.
All right. Well, keeping it real again with Ray Montoya. He's the senior pastor at Calvary Southwest here in Albuquerque, just across the street from West Mesa High School.
Yes.
And Ray, for those more familiar with the area, tell them how to easily get to the church.
From Interstate 40, you go south to Fortuna, which is 2 minutes.
Is that south on Coors?
Yes, south Coors.
Uh-huh.
That's about 2 minutes from I-40. Take a ride on Fortuna, go down about a half a mile, and we're on the left-hand side, right across the street from West Mesa. So it's real accessible from just about anywhere.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and Ray wasn't sure if we'd be visiting with you for two or three segments. We've got plenty more to talk about. The food pantry at Calvary Southwest, and how people can be involved with that and why you're doing it, and marriage ministry. So important. We'll catch up with more with Ray Montoya after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm having a lot of fun today, Ray Montoya.
So am I.
I'm glad you're in the studio with
Thank
us.
You.
Calvary Southwest is blessed to have you as their pastor.
And thank you, Steve.
If you want to find out more about Calvary Southwest and the ministry Ray has set up down there, CalvarySouthwest.com. And as we mentioned earlier, you can hear Ray tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on Keeping It Real from 6 to 6:30, and then Sunday night as well. Ray, we've talked about the Super Bowl breakfast happening on February 11th at 8 a.m. And gentlemen need to register for that if they're going to attend. Go to CalvarySouthwest.com. That's the day before the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, and men, don't miss out on it. Bring your sons, bring your grandsons, bring your nephews, bring your fathers. Don't miss out. It's going to be an amazing time. The mindset of a spiritual athlete. We want to just pour into the men, and we want to just strengthen them and teach them how to have the mind of Christ, how to present their bodies to Christ, and how to have a heart for Jesus.
Now, Ray, we talked about ministering to the men. Now let's talk about ministering to men with their wives in a marriage ministry. This is happening at Calvary Southwest the third Friday of each month at 7 p.m. And really, you're going through the principles found in 1 Corinthians 13. Is that right?
Yes. And our marriage ministry is called Locking Arms. It meets the third Friday of every month at 7 p.m. And we're looking at principles from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. All married couples are welcome. And our hope there, Steve, is to build up marriages, strengthen marriages, because marriages, they're the heart of the church. And
yeah,
if the family goes, as it's been said, so goes the nation.
Yeah.
And so our heart is to establish marriages. We want to teach them how to love one another, how to communicate to one another, how to resolve conflict God's way, and just really teach them, you know, what is the role of the husband? What is the role of the wife? Why should the husband die to himself and love his wife as Christ loved the church? Why should the wife respect her husband? And so we're really wanting just to pour into the married couples. You're welcome to come from wherever you're listening. Bring your spouse, and it's a great time, just locking arms with other couples, building community.
Yeah.
And these couples will get to know other couples, and they'll have resources available to them.
Yeah, real quick on that, meeting other couples, and you know, it's stuff like this where often lifelong friendships and relationships begin. And so I encourage you to check that out on the website at calvarysouthwest.com. Ray, I also want to touch on something else you said about how important the family is, and the family, dads. You know, often we talk about issues on this radio show. We talk about policies coming out of the Roundhouse
sure.
or out of Washington. And, you know, I mean, you know, like homelessness, just that topic alone. And, you know, when as a man, as a human, you start thinking about, well, what could we do? Well, and I've really kept going back to Jesus. We could do Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know, well, Jesus can change things in the blink of an eye. I mean,
sure.
However, if we are teaching the next generation about what a family should be like, what a man should be like, what a woman should be like, what a Christian should be, what, you know, how important the relationship, it fixes everything.
It does.
All these policies and, you know, I was driving to work just this week and I was just reminded of something I'd heard a long time ago. You can't legislate morality.
Exactly.
But you can try to vote for and put into office legislators who have good morals.
Right.
and to know what that is to, you know, you need to know the truth first. And the truth is found only in the scripture.
Exactly.
And I so much appreciate the investment, something like that, a marriage ministry that has an impact in your church. And because it has an impact in the people going to your church, it has an impact in the people that are driving and going to work wherever they're going and being salt and light where they are and having an impact in our community. So it's so important. And if you have an opportunity to be a part of that marriage ministry, again, it's happening at Calvary Southwest on the third Friday of each month at 7 p.m. Ray's going through 1 Corinthians chapter I'm assuming you're there, Ray, or is someone else leading this up?
We have somebody else leading
okay.
it up.
Okay, but they are going through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the principles of a biblical marriage. Ray, the other question I have about this, is this as Calvary Southwest goes through 1 Corinthians 13 in this ministry, will this come to an end, or when they get through the principles they're discussing, is it like a few weeks and then they go through it again, or is it a, kind of a one-time thing?
Well, we have the date scheduled for the entire year.
Okay.
So it's already scheduled the third Friday of every month for the rest of the year.
Okay. So regardless of where they are in the study, really go, you'll benefit from it.
Exactly. They'll walk away with something every single week.
Yeah.
If they can't make it, not every single week, but if they can't make it, you know, let's say in February, come out in March.
Okay. And finally, we'll end with this. Let's talk about the food pantry, what you're doing there, how to get involved, how to support it. And actually, not only that, Ray, maybe someone's listening who's like, food pantry, I need help.
Yeah, our Bridge of Hope food pantry ministry, it's amazing ministry, Steve, because what we do is we don't just hand out the food, but what we do when the people come in, because there's a lot of needs in our community, as we know, when people from the community come in, what we do is we sit down with them. We ask them, how are they doing? And we pray with them. Hmm. And we share the love of Jesus Christ. And then we give them the groceries that are needed for their families. So the most important thing that we do at the Bridge of Hope food pantry ministry is we share the love of Jesus. And that happens the second Saturday of every month from 9 to 11. And we bless families who are in need with food. We give families hope in Jesus Christ. And so if somebody wants to support the ministry, if they want to provide canned goods, we don't do perishable. We do all non-perishable. But if somebody wants to provide canned goods, they can go to calvarysouthwest.com. They can email the church. They can call the church. The email and the phone number is on the website, or they could even drop by on Tuesday through Thursday from 9 to 5, and they can drop off food for our food pantry. And know for sure that if you do drop it off or if you do donate, that food will go out and it will bless those who are in need in our community and in our city.
All right. So, and then Ray, also, are you looking for volunteers in the food pantry?
Always looking for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers to come out, help sort through the food, pray with those who come out to receive grocery. So there's always a need. And again, they can go to CalvarySouthwest.com and then send us an email from there if they're interested in wanting to volunteer.
All right. Well, Ray, we've talked about a lot. I kind of want to recap some of this, and you're here to make sure I do it right. So
thank you, Steve.
we mentioned the Super Bowl breakfast. Gentlemen, that's designed for you, and the ladies are going to be preparing some great food for that event. That's why you need to register, not only register to eat, but Calvary Southwest wants you to consider who to bring to this. So make sure to invite someone in plenty of time to get on and register for the event at CalvarySouthwest.com. It's happening Saturday morning, February 11th at 8 a.m. And Ray, you've got a great theme set up, the mindset of an athlete, and how important that is. You're going to have a guest there, the 98th ranked boxer in the world, which, you know, Albuquerque is not short on fighters, man.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
And then a message from Ray as well. And then a reminder to listen to Keeping It Real with Pastor Ray Montoya of Calvary Southwest right here on KLYT every Saturday night at 6 p.m. And the time on Sunday is real easy to remember, 6 p.m. 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday over the weekend, Keeping It Real with Ray Montoya. The marriage ministry we mentioned just a few minutes ago, that is the third Friday of each month at 7 p.m., going through the content in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and that's Locking Arms.
Locking Arms Marriage Ministry. You want to strengthen your marriage God's way.
And don't forget about the Revelation series Pastor Ray is going through right now. That is Wednesday nights at Calvary Southwest. All the details about that at CalvarySouthwest.com. And the food pantry. Remind me the name of the food pantry.
Bridge of Hope.
Bridge of Hope. And that happens the second Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Although you can drop off food Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 5, and look for details about that as well at CalvarySouthwest.com. We're out of time, Ray, but I think we did it.
Thank you, Steve, so much for having me on. I appreciate you, and it's a joy to serve with you, Steve. I love you, and so grateful for you and your family.
Well, likewise, Ray, we'll have to have you back in again soon. Love to your family and fellowship.